why these other shows move things around in this studio. None of them use audio, but yet they find a need to touch the audio board. Why do they do that? Sorry.
Maybe it's just to piss you off.
Doesn't take much. All right. It's a big day for a lot of people. And one thing, my Nona always told me this. You don't bleep in people's Cheerios. And I said, well, you're wrong. And she's also so we're just going to move to a different way. Now, I'm not going to bleep in the Cheerios. I know today's a big...
You don't buy Ragu?
Definitely not. If not... Nona Carmella was not having that. So here's the deal. Lion season begins tonight, in earnest. I know, and you know, I'm not preseason guy, but I am not going to bleep in the punch bowl. I know a lot of you are amped tonight. Do I think that'll dissipate by the third snap watching Tecmo Bowl football? Probably, but we're not going to do that. So what we are going to start with, I think, is real football conversation. I think you're into that. I'm into that. You have a Goff thing that is on this show sheet beautifully laid out. I want you to lead with that. We will build towards Kenny, no pants on, watching preseason football. But I'm not ready for that right now, and I don't know that his girlfriend will ever be. But we're going to get there. But I want to start with real football because it is a bit of Detroit versus everybody. It is disrespect or disrespect. Shout out Birdman. Look, just lay it out for the people.
Disrespect, I think, is the word, Mike, because when you saw the NFL Top 100 come out, this was voted upon about the NFL players. These are your peers.
Mm-hmm.
Jared Goff comes in at 48. And then 11 other quarterbacks come in ranked higher than Jared Goff based upon the NFL players. Lamar Jackson, 1. Patrick Mahomes, 2. Josh Allen, 3. Jalen Hurts, 4. Dak Prescott, 5.
Hold, please.
CJ Stroud, 6.
Stud.
Just for you, Mike. Brock Purdy, 7.
Let me help you.
Jordan Love, 8.
Stud.
Tua Tagovailoa, 9.
Let me help you. And I'm a Tua guy, but no way over my man.
Joe Burrow, 10. I think that's because he was injured.
Downgrade for new haircut and assless chaps at the Paris Fashion Week. But we'll continue.
And then even Matthew Stafford coming in at 11.
You know what? For a multitude of reasons, no.
These are the NFL players. They're saying Jared Goff is not a top 10 quarterback. In this town, you chant his name. Every place you go, grocery stores, baseball games, hockey games, yeah. Jared Goff. Are we missing something?
Yes. Here's what I want to do, because I love where we're at with this. And we're going to combine your topic and something I was thinking about this morning. I want to throw the number out, though. I need Lions fans to rally up on this. Okay, this isn't the show where we're going to talk about the 18th wide receiver who's going to be laying tile next week because he won't be on the team. But I want you to tell me here and now, I'll take you through the top 10. Rico will take you through the top 10. Where does Jared Goff rank as we enter this season in your mind? Who is he ahead of on the Rico list from the players? Because here's where I'm at. Everything is logo bias. Mm-hmm. Like we talked about it with U of M, right? Everything's logo bias. That the same U of M fans who call up screaming at us would agree with us in totality if it was the Buckeyes in the same spot.
Mm-hmm.
Or Spartan fans. Or Penn State fans. Logo bias takes people's brain power away. How do I relate it to this? Narrative. The NFL, it's a narrative league. That like... Once you're one of the anointed, it's very hard, short of killing someone, that you will ever be taken out of that. I think the story was written on Goff, and I was guilty of that. The difference is I don't like narrative. I like being willing to be wrong. I'm wrong a ton. Goff turned it all around here.
Right.
So the narrative was written, baby hands, terrible. John Wofford started a game over him.
Can't play in cold weather.
Right. Sean McVay threw him in the garbage.
I had these tiny hands.
And it's like we don't allow space for a human being to change. We always say this. You don't have to be the person you were 5 minutes ago. It's just about your commitment to change. Like, Goff to me, when Rico, remember when we were doing this? It was middle through the second year. And he had played at that time like 24 games of Pro Bowl football. That's before last year.
Mm-hmm.
He's on a team with Super Bowl expectations. Yeah?
Yeah.
He's on a team that if we just took the median average, people think they're going to win 11 or 12 games, right?
Right.
Okay. Would you say, because I don't want to argue, top five offense in this league?
Yeah.
Okay. You take the name and the undersized hands, and you take that out. You'd say, well, the quarterback's an MVP candidate. But yet, when
I didn't mean to cut you off, but no, according to his peers, he's not.
Because I think it's narrative.
But see, I agree with you. If this was media based, then it would be narrative.
You don't think narratives exist for players?
No, because the players know, as the saying goes, real recognizes real. The players know, okay, this guy is something. This guy gets a lot of hype, but he's really not that good.
But
I mean, because the fact that the players was like, yeah, you know, Mahomes ain't the best quarterback. We're going to go ahead and give that to somebody else.
But see, that's the narrative. Lamar's more likable. Patrick Mahomes is viewed as highly insulated.
But Mahomes, like, based off of last year, didn't have the greatest year.
No, but the narrative says he did. Look, maybe people disagree. I can only offer you my perspective as I feel like, A, playing in Detroit hurts him. B, his past hurts him.
Yeah.
And C, here's the other thing. He's not flashy.
That could be it, Mike, because I do wonder, what does he have to do to get his respect? Because you can't say, well, he's got to win the Super Bowl, because so long as Patrick Mahomes is breathing air, a lot of these quarterbacks will never win a Super Bowl.
Well, winning a Super Bowl, okay, but to use something you and David used against me yesterday, winning a Super Bowl has you two ready to put Eli Manning in the Hall of Fame when the numbers and the fact he breathes through his mouth eliminate him from such consideration. Jared Goff, the Super Bowl would be the ultimate M&M middle fingers in the air to everybody. And I do think he needs it. Not for me. He's already shown me this dude's legit. He's really good. And I'm happy to have him here, and I'm happy to pay him.
But, I mean, does he need to put up video game numbers? Because he's going to have this offense. I think that's why Tua's in there. Because video game numbers. Oh, my goodness. The Dolphins are putting up 70 points against people.
I will say this as the commissioner of the Tua fan club. He doesn't belong there. He's a good player. All right? And I still, to this day, back before Stafford got traded, when they had the number 3 pick, I wanted Tua. Would have been fine if they took Herbert. I can't put Tua over Jared Goff. I can't put Stafford over Goff. I can't put Purdy. No slander. We'll have a football conversation. I can't put him over Jared Goff. I just feel like.
But do you think that's because Purdy went to the Super Bowl and Goff didn't?
Yeah, I think there's an element of it. I do. And in fairness, there are football people who do really value Brock Purdy. I'm just not one of them, partially because that's how I feel and partially because we have a radio show to do and I like breaking your stones. But I'd like to hear from the people, and Kenny has something he wants to add. Let's get into it. You know, why are we having a debate about Jared Goff being a top 10 QB? Let's start there. Yeah. Why do you believe the players did not vote him top 10? And second of all, with the things we laid out, shouldn't Jared Goff be discussed as an MVP candidate? 248-539-9797. Kenny, go ahead. You don't need to swing the mic back to him. David's ego is out of control.
It truly is. No, I'm looking at this list, and it doesn't make sense based on the peers, because obviously I have him above Stafford. Two is a conversation we can have about video games. Why is he, Jared Goff, 12, while Brock Purdy is 7?
Come see that black.
Shouldn't they be a little closer?
I would think so, Kenny, because to me, they're the Spider-Man meme.
If you want to say
they're
that's
the
fine,
same
but why is 1-7 then and 1-12?
They're the same quarterback, in my opinion, and this is from a guy who actually likes Purdy, but I do think that some of it is, Mike, I'm going to agree with you. I think some of it is narrative-driven. Goff, number one overall pick. Purdy, last pick of the draft.
Underdog story.
He's the perfect overachiever to lead this team. Goff, you were handed the keys and you washed out of L.A. And now you ended up on the shores of Detroit.
But here's the problem. He washed up on the shores here with the worst roster in football. All he's done is go to work every day and quickly help get this franchise back. Now, you know what the viewpoint probably is? He's getting carried. He's got Ben Johnson. He's there got all is. These players. But the problem I'd argue, David, okay.
But you could argue.
Is Dak Prescott not carried?
I would say yes. I would say Purdy's
carried. I was about to say, David, I can be a man and admit this. You could say Kyle Shanahan and that offense with the line that they have. Purdy is insulated. Your job, don't make mistakes.
To build on his point is just I think Goff is good at a lot. He's not great at anything. He's not flashy. Right? Look, I'm not going to invoke the name because Jim Costa passed away. Very sad.
Jim is just sick. He's not dead, folks.
If you got the call I got this morning, because he was like, I want to record the podcast. I go, we are not doing Cash Ticket today.
This is B. Arthur.
But he doesn't cut the 60-yard bombs loose. He's not throwing off platform. He doesn't have 38-yard scrambles. He doesn't do any of that stuff. And even fans here amongst the winning, like Jim, wanted him replaced. I'd love to hear from the people. Are you awake? I'm sorry. We're not going to talk about your favorite funnel cake. Like, wake up, people.
But here's the we're talking about your favorite quarterback. What is it that you all see that his peers does not? Why is he not ranked in the top 10?
And make a case. I think the most egregious name on this list is Dak Prescott.
Who's at five?
That's egregious. If you're going to take aim at this and go, whoa. Him at 5 and Goff at 12? In what world? Dak can't win playoff games. Okay, so he sounds really cool pre-snap, sounding like a Muppet baby.
Here we go.
Right. That doesn't win me games. 248-539-9797.